Good evening and welcome, everyone, back to the XL Energy Center. We are in the championship matches. Three mats on the floor. We are at the 160-pound weight class. That means that Gabe Nagel of Little Falls will be back on the mat coming up in moments. They are in the start of the second period in the match prior to Gabe. So his opponent will be from Waconia. An impressive record of 50-1, considering Max McAnally is a freshman at 170 pounds in AAA. Gabe Nagel is a returning state champion, undefeated last year as a sophomore, a 46-0 record for Gabe. He won the 160-pound AAA crown, up a weight this year, going for 170, and again, an unblemished record this year for Gabe Nagel with his three wins so far in this tournament, all by pin. He is now 41-0. When we come back, we'll tell you more about that match as we work our way through Championship Saturday from the XL Energy Center here on You Are There Sports. Pierce Pioneer assistant Jesse Zajac will join us for that Gabe Nagel Max McAnally match.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
Class A and AAA 160s are over. Or I should say AA, AAA, the only one going on. They hold all the other championship mats open until all three championships have been won and then announced and hands raised. Jesse Zajac joins me. Jesse is an assistant for head coach Skip Toops on the Pierce Pioneer Wrestling Program, a state tournament wrestler in his own right during the day. Jess, thanks for joining me here. We're getting ready for Gabe Nagel and Max McAnally. Your thoughts on that match right out of the gate here, Gabe and Max.
I'm super excited for that match, Rick. Those two both buzzsawed through their brackets. So, and, you know, getting to watch, we wrestled Waconia and we've wrestled Little Falls this year. So we've got to watch both those guys in action, and they are just two dynamic wrestlers. They're very kind of opposite, but both just monsters when it comes to wrestling.
There's a phrase in the sport of boxing that styles make matches. Can this same thing here?
Yes.
Nagel and McAnally. Compare the styles of these two guys.
McAnally is a really a high-volume, high-intensity guy. He shoots, he runs, you know, he's just constantly going 100 miles an hour. Nagel, not maybe as flashy on his feet, but boy, you put him on the mat and he's one of the best mat wrestlers in the state of Minnesota.
A finisher.
Yes, and a pinner, definitely.
Yeah, he has pinned his way through three. I would guess McAnally has done the same thing. I don't see anybody really going distance with McAnally. And the thing we got to talk about here, and I've mentioned it, you know, Gabe is still an underclassman, but McAnally at 170 is a freshman having won 50 matches.
Yeah.
Unheard of almost.
Yeah, as a freshman at 170, that's insane to have that kind of dominance, that kind of volume. It's not seen very often in the sport of wrestling.
I'm told he had a huge growth spurt from last, I think he was at 138 last year.
Oh, wow.
You know, so that was the talk I heard from some people that know more than I do, so.
And you know, it helps having a practice partner like Mueller.
Yep.
Mueller won it last year in Double-A. And so, but you know, he had an injury which kept him out of the tournament this year. But man, how nice is it to practice in the off season and have that kind of an example to look up to and practice in there with?
What could be a difference maker in the match here between Nagel and McAnally? Is it Gabe's maybe little extra experience that he's got, having been in this spot before? Maybe McAnally not used to being in such a big match, although I'm sure when you're that good at this level, you've been in big matches, whether it's in nationals or, you know, different settings. But this is very special moment for these two.
Right. You know, we have a saying we like to tell kids when we're wrestling, you know, it's a part of it's a mindset game. Mm-hmm. You know, this is it's a huge mental edge. And when you can come into a match, you know, you want to treat every match the same. You don't want to treat any match like it's more special than another, because it puts more pressure and causes you to wrestle a little differently. If you haven't figured that out, and it's, you know, a lot of ninth graders, you know, there's, unfortunately, you know, you're dealing with all your peers and everything. You can't completely single everything out. So that experience does play a factor into this. And I think, you know, just kind of watching him wrestle.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Isn't that? Let's just have the ambient noise, because, folks, this is what we waited all day for.
Junior, with a 49-1 season record, last year's 170-pound state champion, fourth appearance at state, Minnewaska's Tyson Meyer.
On the AA mat at 170 pounds, we have a ninth grader with a record of 44-5. He was third last year. This is his second time to the state, from Simley, Gavin Nelson. And his opponent, a 10th grader with a record of 42-1. His third time here, but he's a two-time state champion, Bennett Berkey from Kesson Manorville.
For the AAA championship at 170 pounds, we have a ninth grader with a 55-1 record. His second appearance at this tournament, from Waconia, Max McAnally. And his opponent, a junior with a 41-0 record. His third trip to this state tournament, a champion at 160 pounds last year, from Little Falls, Gabe Nagel.
There you have it, Jesse. It's like a heavyweight prize fight, except at 170 pounds here. We've been waiting for this all day, and they are underway on mat number two, the middle of the arena, the St. John's University mat. Nagel in black and purple, and McAnally in gold. As they circle themselves outside, it's a junior versus a freshman, one combined loss all year.
Yeah, and McAnally's taking charge right away. You see that speed, you see a lot of that quickness, that, you know, just trying to control those ties. And you got Nagel here just trying to slow him down, just trying to get his hands on him and really just kind of control the pace of the match.
McAnally and Nagel. Nagel drops down to a knee. A lot of feinting, just looking for what opening, how your opponent reacts sometime early on is very important. Tie up there, near side of the circle. A, AA, AAA matches all going on at once. We're also looking really forward to the 182-pound AA final coming up. That's a Short and Kennedy. That'll be down on mat number, what are they calling it, three here, I guess, on this end. So Nagel and McAnally, a lot of just hand fighting, no mat time yet, no takedowns.
Nagel's really doing a good job just controlling those ties, just really kind of controlling the situation.
What's the value when you use that phrase, controlling ties? What does that allow you to do?
Well, it allows you to control the pace of the match. If you can control the other guy's hands, he can't get any of his offense going. It's like trying to do anything with just one hand. I mean, it makes things a lot more difficult.
Like in baseball, it's a pitcher getting ahead in the count.
Yep.
So Nagel over there on the edge of the mat. And we're down to 10 seconds left in a scoreless first between McAnally of Waconia, Nagel of Little Falls. Out of bounds with a couple of ticks left. We'll have a start, and I don't think either guy will try a short time shot. It looks like they will play this one cautiously out in the first, and we've wrestled two scoreless minutes at the XL Energy Center.
This will be interesting right now because depending on who gets choices, well, McKinley's going to go down, right, knowing how good Nagel is on top.
And there's,
not afraid to challenge
him. There's a trip trying, a nice return to the mat by Gabe. McAnally again, a powerfully built young freshman at 170 pounds. And Nagel and a couple of returns, and they're over there in front of coaches Hendrickson and Waltman.
And you can see Nagel, every time he's returning, he's trying, he's getting that crossface in. He's looking for, already looking for a turn before he even drops McKinley to the mat.
So getting a little high on his ride. Nagel, though, he's got to have such great balance. McAnally is almost out. He's standing.
He can turn,
and
cut
he
in.
He turns, and there's an escape, and it's 1-0, McAnally. So he scores first against Gabe Nagel.
And that'll be important if this does come to the final overtime, because that really dictates
what choice is.
Yep, who gets to be in the driver's seat.
So Nagel now trying to get low here. Low man wins oftentimes. Minute 10 to go, an escape from McAnally. He's up 1-0. Second period.
McAnally's kind of changed his tactics a little bit here. You know, when we first started the match, he really came out hard, really coming at Nagel. Now he's kind of trying to hold center, not really high volume as much, really kind of just trying to pick his shots.
And I'm sure he has a scouting report on Gabe. I mean, there probably aren't a lot of secrets between these two.
No, and especially with the technology we have now.
Yep. And friends in the coaching, there's conversations all over. And there's Nagel and McAnally stepping out of bounds. And they'll return back to the center, starting on their feet, 1-0. McAnally with a second period escape, 30 seconds to go. So Gabe will have choice in the third, I believe.
Yep.
Again, a feint down by Gabe. He hasn't really shot yet. That's really not his modus operandi. Elbow tie up there. McAnally drops to a knee. Back up there, a little inside trip try by Gabe. Didn't work. And they separate again. Clock shows 1 second and 0 seconds. And it's 1-0. McAnally with 2 minutes to go for a championship for one of these two outstanding underclassmen.
And Gabe doesn't even hesitate. He knows he's got to go down and get away.
Yep. An escape ties and a reverse gives him a lead. McAnally, does he want... there's the escape. I don't know how serious McAnally was about being on the mat with Gabe there. He gives up the escape. They're back on their feet. It's 1-1 for the state title.
And that's kind of what I expected. You know, I haven't seen McKinley really ride a lot of guys yet in this tournament. He hasn't really needed to. He's usually done such a phenomenal job shooting and taking guys down off shots, and he wears them and kind of really takes out a lot of the wind out of the sails.
Yeah, both guys obviously known for their offense, but maybe who's the better defender in a tight situation might be just enough to tip it in their favor. Brief engagement then. Stepping away and reestablishing near the middle. We're down to 70 seconds to go. 1-1 score at 170 pounds. Now Nagel comes forward. Could not quite lock up with McKinley. Nagel circling his way back in. Now head out. We haven't had a stall call. Now McKinley steps out. Now Gabe follows him out, and they're out of bounds. A restart coming, and we're down to 57 seconds in a 1-1 championship match. 1-1, a takedown might decide it. Now we're getting to that point. Who is going to decide it's go time to fire off a shot?
And the crazy thing is nobody's really even been close to a shot yet.
No, it's been a lot of feinting and just kind of swipes and see if I can catch something. But no real serious attack yet. Now McKinley goes after an ankle. That might have been as serious as he's come on his offense. Each man with an escape, again out of bounds, 29 seconds. Remember, Nagel wins the title last year. And that ended awful early in a weird situation when he was credited with the win. There's a stall called. A stall is just been issued to McKinley. And now he shoots. There's his first shot. He's in deep on that leg. Remember, Gabe won the title when he was slammed in the first period last year. And a stalemate gives Gabe a fresh start as McKinley was in on his real first serious shot. 3 seconds. We're going to have overtime, folks. There it is. Overtime for the state title. I think that's going to be our first overtime of this championship round.
Yes, it is.
1 minute. First man to score here in this period wins it. They engage. McKinley in gold. Nagel in black and purple.
And now these two wrestlers can really let it fly because there's no reversals, no escapes.
Yep.
You get the takedown, you win.
Yeah, it'll be one of the biggest takedowns of your life. There's a shot by McKinley. He's in deep. He elevates Gabe. They tumble out of bounds. Gable, and no, they gave two. And the championship, they're going to talk. They are going to talk.
Wow. Holy cow, what an exchange there. That was incredible.
Gabe thinks he lost. He shook his hand.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think that was a takedown. He had a good
I thought, Gabe shook McKinley's hand. I think he thought he lost. And they're back wrestling again. Wow, that close. 18 seconds.
Talk about second chances.
Now another shot by McKinley. Can he dump the hips? And there's two. And the freshman from Waconia,
wow,
Max McKinley, has won the 170-pound title 3-1 in overtime.
That was incredible.
AAA state champion, 170 pounds, from Waconia, Max McKinley. Repeating as the 170-pound.
There you go. What a match.
State champion,
Gabe Nagel. Greeted by Mike Hendrickson and Simon Waltman, but he'll have another shot coming back. He's a junior. But the title this year and the moment belongs to Waconia's Max McKinley.
I can't help but look forward to that match next year. We'll see if McKinley hits another growth spurt, which I imagine he would. I've been told by his coaches that he absolutely loves football. But yeah, wow, that is something to look forward to every time this young man steps on the wrestling mat.
Yep, cool, impressive performance. I'd like to know who beat him.
Yeah.
You know, he's got one loss. He finishes as a state champion with, what did they say, a now 56-1 record. So I'd like to know the guy that beat Max McKinley. I'd like to meet him in a good situation, maybe not in a dark alley. Because whoever that kid is must be a really tough young man. Let's take a break. I want to do the 182-pound double A. Would you mind sitting with me for that one, Jess?
Yeah, not a problem.
All right, 182, that is Patrick Kennedy, Casson Manorville, against Kean Short of Simley. Two great wrestlers from the same section.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
We are back at the XL Energy Center. They're bringing the boxes out. That sets up the podium. So that's how close we are to ending this three tremendous days. Jesse Zajac on the Pioneer staff with me here. And Jesse, you've got memories here, your own athletic career for peers down here. Just talk about what it means as a former athlete. Just give us an idea what some of these guys go through. You've been in these state finals as a team member for the Pioneers. Talk about
record of 35.
Looking up and just seeing 15,000 people watching you perform.
You know, the moment is so
surreal.
Awesome that, you know, you honestly, it's easy to actually drown out the crowd, believe it or not. I mean, but in the moment, in those clutch moments, you can't help but take it all in. You know, when you're competing, the funny thing about wrestling is, even though it's just you and your opponent on the mat, and that's all you can kind of zone out. Maybe you can hear your coaches, you can hear a couple people on the outside, and then when you come off the mat, whether you win or lose, you just take it all in. And being down here is just, I'm blown away absolutely every time I come here.
All right, we are watching 182 now, as Gabe Nagel loses a heartbreaking 3-1 overtime decision to Max McKinley of Waconia. So at 182, two guys that know each other very well, and there's a big attack by Kennedy from Casson Manorville over Kean Short of Simley. Section 1 opponents. So this is, they met obviously in the section finals.
Yeah, and actually it was interesting. Quinn Short was ranked number 1 at 95 this year, all year. And so he dropped down to challenge Kennedy, who's ranked number 1 in the nation.
You like to see guys that go after it, huh?
Well, you know, and I think, you know, what that does for him is
there's an escape for Short.
If he wants to wrestle in college or whatever, this is a good statement. You know, if you can take a guy like Kennedy and make a close match, it can turn a lot of heads.
Yep. Kennedy up now 2-1, 47 seconds left. First period, there's a shot in, but Short kind of counters. A whirling dervish of activity over there near this outside ring. In on a single is Kennedy. He's trying to get that head out. He lifts the hips, turns it to the backside. Now he's going to pop that head, get his two. So Kennedy, this is the young man we saw beat Tanner Young in the semis.
He is so smooth.
He is just technically brute strength. I mean, he's just a total package down there.
Well, there's a reason he's going to Iowa to wrestle.
Triple A champion.
There are 12 seconds left. The Triple A 182 final has just gone final. The final has gone final, okay? Again, here's Kennedy. There's that roll. Sitting back was Short, though. Don't self-pin yourself.
In danger.
Don't self-pin. Would that be something? Kennedy, a three-time state champ.
The crowd kind of wants it.
Yeah. Did you see the double-A match? Who's the kid? It was about a 132, a 126 maybe.
The Big Lake?
Yeah, the kid that was in the spladle. He was spladled for about a minute, didn't get pinned, ended up winning the match. I've never seen that before.
The kid
that had the spladle on him, what stopped it, you know, he had his back, you know, up over the waist. The kid that had the spladle in
couldn't get
the shoulders down.
You can go as low as the bottom part of the shoulder, but he had his whole arm up. Luckily, he had his arm caught for him, not lucky for the other guy, but he had his whole arm caught up there.
Yeah, it was really a fascinating thing to watch. If you've seen enough wrestling, you know just how devastating that move is. It's so rare to even survive not getting pinned, let alone to get out of it. And he was in it for a good minute plus, and that was a Big Lake young man.
I believe Craig Lubertz hit that on a
Frazee
kid.
Yep. Yes, he did, right down here in this corner.
Yep.
So here we go. We're down to a minute and 14 seconds left. Patrick Kennedy of Casson Manorville has a 5-1 lead over, how do you say it, Kean?
Kean Short.
Is he the son of the coach there then?
That I don't know.
Front headlock in by Short, who's wearing a red singlet in blue. If those of you watching in track at home and maybe aren't as familiar, Kennedy's in the black, Short in the red and blue. Boy, what programs those are to be butting heads down there. Well, I mean.
Yeah, and then to be even in the same section.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Knowing that one of us isn't coming out of here.
Yeah, it is incredible to see how, you know.
I don't think anybody doubts it. Those are probably the two best double-A teams in the state. and one of them doesn't get to 50% of the, the section alignments being what they are, you know, the state tournament is set up not so much they say that you get the best teams there is that you get representative of the best teams from all areas of the state. So,
yeah.
You know, you hear it all the time. We see it in all sports that, you know, boy, you know, the third best team in our section would have beat that section fight, you know. We've seen it all the time. So
yep.
It's just you realize that going in and win your section and don't worry about the argument.
Well, you know, what I love about that is it's just when you come out of your section, you earned it then.
Yep.
You know, it's nice to be able to say you came out of your section, you earned your state tournament trip.
We are down to the third period with Patrick Kennedy, 2 minutes from a fourth state title.
And this is a lot closer than their match at their section championship. They were, I believe, Patrick Kennedy already had like 8 points in eight points in takedowns. So,
well, we saw him go to the tilt against Tanner, and obviously he's got more than one weapon in his arsenal. You know, so he probably goes into a match like most athletes do with a game plan. There's a
ooh.
Throw. He's got that. Ooh, he comes back behind. Short was in danger there for just a moment.
He sat out a little bit too much. Kennedy almost took the pancake opportunity. We just threw him right to his back.
So Cole Leibold of Royalton Upsala gets a sixth place. Connor Thorsten a sixth place. Talk about Tanner Young while we watch the end of this match here. Tanner, a fourth place finish. Obviously, you see him daily in the wrestling room here, but talk about the season that Tanner Young put together here in his final campaign.
You know, what a tremendous amount of growth. That's probably the best way to describe Tanner's transition. You know, that side-by-side accident cut his freshman season short, and so trying to come back from that and wrestle. You know, just getting his first varsity experience really as a junior. And then being able to transition to placing fourth in state is such a phenomenal thing. And, you know, getting to be in the room, we get to see the amount of athleticism that young man has. And it's so awesome to be able to see that blossom and grow as he recognizes what his abilities are. You know, you always say this when you have a senior. You wish you could have one more year with that guy.
Because
how much more could he have? Growing in that
what
year.
Else can we stuff in the bottle there and let him germinate into? Short will be on the bottom here. He's got to do something here with 38 seconds, or Kennedy will have a fourth state title.
And Kennedy's doing a great job riding and just staying in good position. Short needs to get his feet underneath him, get his hips to separate so that he can get an opportunity to score and make this a match.
Kennedy, a senior. And you say he headed to Iowa?
Wrestling for the Hawkeyes.
15 to go.
And that'll be something cool for any wrestling fans. You know, we have the NCAA tournament. Oh, nice little Granby flip there. Gets him out.
But takes it to 5-2. So if he can throw him and get just a two count. But he's not going to get her done. You've got a four-time state champion for the Comets of Casson Manorville. His name is Patrick Kennedy.
And what a rare thing that is to have a four-time state champion. That's kind of a rare treat for anybody that's here witnessing that. That's pretty special.
And I would imagine there is a great amount of respect between those two, too.
I believe so. You know, I don't know Patrick Kennedy, but I've just got to a couple interactions I had with him underneath the tunnel. It just seems like a kind of a humble, genuine guy.
Jesse, thank you very much. It was a pleasure. It was a great tournament for Trevor and Tanner. I mean, Trevor's coming back for 2 years. Tanner gave everything he had. Won, what, 2-3 matches down here?
Yep.
Trevor won a couple. I mean, great experience for him. A lot of the younger wrestlers and teammates were down here to cheer and support those two on. Just a, you know, it'll be back. You know,
We'll be back.
Let's leave it at that. Jesse, thank you very much.
Thank you, Rick.
Jesse Zajac, assistant for Skip Toops. Well, that is going to do it for us. We are done for 2020 here at the XL Energy Center. Thank you, everyone who tuned in throughout the individual portion of our tournament. Before we leave, we do have a girls' basketball final tonight from Hollenbeck Hall. The Pierce Pioneer girls fall to Sox Center tonight. The final was 66-32. 66-32. So the girls' basketball season ends, and the wrestling season has just concluded as well. The Pioneer boys' basketball team will find out their seeding fate tomorrow. QRF seeds will be released, and then they will get to playoff action on Thursday night. I'm going to guess they're going to host a home game. I don't see how the Pioneers will certainly not fall below four, and I really don't think they'll climb to three. I think the QRF just expanded too much in the last week or so between Pequot Lakes and Pierce. If it had stayed within the tie-breaking margin, if you're familiar with that phrase and the way the QRF works, Pierce would have had a shot to get a three. But regardless, they'll likely get a home game as a four, and we're thinking either Aiken or Crosby Ironton will be coming to Pierce on Thursday night. But congratulations, Trevor Redunds, an outstanding season for him. His loss today in the consolation quarters left him one spot off the podium. He'll make an advancement next year, come back, and he'll be in the medal ceremony next year and his senior year. I'd put pretty good money on that. He's got that kind of talent. He'll up his game and come back hungrier and better next season. Jacob Leibold will be back next year looking to improve. Jacob with a sixth-place finish for Royalton Upsala this year in the 138-pound class. Connor Thorsten of Foley gets a sixth-place medal. He'll be on the podium tonight for the Falcons. Of the nine that Foley sends down, Connor brings home a medal, a sixth-place medal. So the senior from Foley finishes off his stellar career on the podium tonight. Maybe not as high as you like, but if you look out and you put all the other 160-pounders out there, they'd all trade places with Connor to be on the podium at the end of the state tournament. Connor will bring home sixth. Tanner Young, a fourth-place finish. That is the highest a Pioneer has ever finished at the individual state tournament since the Pioneers went to Class 2A 3 years ago. So Tanner Young and Gabe Nagel of Little Falls loses a heartbreaker to Max McAnally of Waconia. That was a 3-1 overtime win for the young man from Waconia. Congratulations to him, and hats off to Gabe as well. He'll start fresh next year. A brand new winning streak will be built, and Gabe will come back as a senior for the Little Falls Flyers. That'll do it for us here today and this weekend from the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. We're closing up shop. Congratulations to all of the competitors down here. We want to say one more time a huge, and we can't say it loud enough or proud enough, a huge thankful amount of thanks to the medical staff that was here earlier today and literally saved a young man's life. And I don't say that lightly. It actually is absolutely true. They brought a young man from Becker back. It was the scariest thing I've ever seen. I never want to see anything like that again. Young man just collapsed after his match. They had to perform life-saving measures, CPR. They had him hooked up to the defibrillator. They took him to a hospital. I'd posted some things on Facebook, and I will close by saying this. I will quote something that was posted on my Facebook post. I sent a short video before they started this championship session. They made an announcement through the PA from the State High School League thanking the trainer and doctor who saved this young man from Becker, brought him back to life literally in front of 12,000 people. What a harrowing moment that was. They took him to the hospital. He was there for a 20-25 minute span, and it was still, silent, as if there was nobody in the building. And there were 12,000 people here. There wasn't a whisper to be heard. But as they stabilize the young man, and I think I will feel better now knowing that he's okay, I will say his name. He's a young man from Becker named Braden Weber. Braden Weber, their 220-pounder, had a medical incident. They don't really know the answers yet. They've done the testing. They don't know why, but for whatever reason, he basically went face down right in front of his coaches, and the medical staff was on it immediately. And they stabilized him. He was in a neck brace. They covered him up with warm blankets. I believe he had a towel or something placed over his face, probably a cooling towel maybe, to maybe be concerned about some heat issues. But whatever it was, as they were wheeling, they cleared the tunnel where the Zamboni comes out here at the XL Energy Center. And that was only about a 40-foot roll. It was right on my end, the double A end, where all of the action was for double A here. If you were familiar and were watching or know the layout of the way this tournament works, it was down on this end. So I was right above it, and I could see the whole thing unfold from the start to the finish. But like I said, the scariest, absolute scariest thing was just, it was just surreal what was happening there. I couldn't believe I was watching what I was seeing. But they wheeled the young man out, and on the stretcher, all of a sudden, with the people just holding their breaths and wishing the best, the young man's left arm appeared out of from under the blanket, and the thumbs up went up just before he went into the tunnel. And I'm getting emotional just talking about it, but it was the loudest cheer that was in this building, and it will be. When they saw that young man's left hand come up and give the thumbs up, telling everyone that he was okay, this place just went nuts. And Braden Weber, Becker, we're glad you're okay. And as we close it out, I had posted that video when they announced that he was in the hospital and he was okay. His parents had sent a message thanking everyone. And the last thought I will leave you with from the XL Energy Center, believe it or not, Braden Weber of Becker posted on my Facebook timeline, and I will read this from Braden to all of you. Braden says, "Thank you to everyone who reacted so quickly. I'm truly grateful for what you guys did. God bless." That is Braden Weber of Becker, thankfully, still with us as a young man and an athlete. Thank you, everyone. Until next year, or at least until Thursday, when boys basketball returns to You Are There Sport.